I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Are you looking for an exciting way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sandhills global company. They have full-time jobs in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I'm hoping to get out there again, if not today, tomorrow, just to walk around the campus.
Are you going to do that again?
Yeah, well, it's so enlightening. Also, what do you notice about things when things are going good? Construction. Man, they got some buildings going up out there.
Out there in the, like...
Oh, right out there by, what's our bar, Down the Hatch?
Yes.
Yeah, so right there by Down the Hatch. So you might be able to stop just sitting down the hatch, and maybe you'll see some of the workers stop in after work.
A lot of construction.
When they're building, you know things are going the right way. How many times, like... Companies failing. Do you see a bunch of new Burger Kings getting built all over the place?
No.
No. It's not going that great for Burger King. They're struggling. I love them. You know what we think of Burger King. Yeah, we love them. But you don't see all of a sudden like that. They're putting 500 new Burger Kings up.
That'd be a major story.
Let's put some whole bunch of new Hardee's going up out there. You know, don't see that. We love Hardee's. Jake drove to where? When did you drive someone to a Hardee's,
Jake? Drive to Syracuse for Hardee's or Omaha.
He would drive to Syracuse to get Hardee's.
I love Hardee's.
He'd get Hardee's. In his car. He'd get in the Cobalt. And drive to Syracuse to get
Hardee's. I did about that.
A couple times. I did.
He drove
there. You drove?
Yeah. Yeah, because Lincoln needs a Hardee's. Now they have one coming to West O by the airport. Thank goodness.
You wanted it that bad.
Yeah, yes. You wanted Hardee's that bad.
The hamburgers are good and the fries are awesome there. That's why.
He drove to Hardee's in Syracuse.
I'd do it again.
It's in that truck stop, right?
Yes.
I love Jake.
I'd do it again.
Thank you.
Very resolute.
GoCurrency.com/careers. By the way, the guy I saw in Hy-Vee has chimed in. His name is Slim Whitman.
Slim
64. Got it right.
Nailed it.
How did you know he's in his mid-60s?
I looked at him.
Slim, thank you.
Slim Whitman.
Thank you for calling or texting in.
And saying, breaker. It is time for Bill's Thrills here on a Thursday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting. Randy! The king of remodel for kitchen, bathroom, whole house. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Also, Randy will be Randy obviously has his large tailgate that he hosts every week for a home game.
So he has, does he seriously?
Yeah, a couple hundred people. He has a huge tent.
Big.
Everything. It's right under the viaduct, right down here. Remember the old bar Oscars? Hmm? It's right down there.
Over there.
Yeah, right down here, right below 9th Street. Right.
Okay. Yes.
It's right down there. Is there still a bar? There's still a bar down there. Used to be called Oscars back in our day.
Back in the day. That was way back.
Oscars in the band Finest Hour would play there.
That'd be a sweet place for a
bar
right now.
Finest Hour.
Did you and Jerry go there?
Well, yeah, we did.
On your walkabout?
Yeah, when walkabout. Me and Duke would go there. Chalky. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a picture. Finest Hour's playing. Remember, there was like a Lincoln magazine. It was a magazine of like an entertainment type magazine. Yeah. And me and Duke are on the cover. Of dancing
No, you're not.
We were dancing with a couple of
ladies.
You
gotta be kidding me.
No, we're on the cover of this. If we name it, Duke Dose was. And the best part, I remember what I had on too. I had on that jean shorts. I had on jean shorts.
Was your face visible or was
his
your back?
His face was visible.
Was your face visible?
Yes, so was Duke like that. Yeah. And so
why can't I see this?
They took a random picture of a group people dancing. It was Finest Hour was the band. I remember they would sing the song Peace Train. And it was my favorite. When they would sing Peace Train.
Cat Stevens?
Yes, Cat Stevens. So they would, and I'd always ask them, I'd go back up like on the third day. They played it usually early. I'd always go back up, can you guys play Peace Train again? And some, and a lot of times they would. It's Cat Stevens.
You got to be kidding me right now.
No, Finest Hour, Cat Stevens, Peace Train was remarkable. Does anybody ever remember the band Finest Hour?
Do you have that magazine by any chance?
I don't, but me and Duke were in it.
Does Duke have it?
I don't, but no, I don't
Duke,
think so.
Chime in.
It would have been in the Journal Star.
Okay, so that was a Journal Star production.
It's a Journal Star production.
Oh my God, I could find that.
If there would be a way.
In the archives?
I think so.
This would have been about...
I don't know, Jake,
I'm out
sure.
of college, and I'm a GA at this time. This would have been about 91, 92-ish type of time.
You were a GA, and you were on the cover of Lincoln Magazine.
Entertainment section of Lincoln.
We need to find that.
Oh, my God.
Me and Duke were...
You and Duke.
Someone do some research here.
Yes, did you have a goofy look on your face?
Probably. Oh, yeah. That was my spot.
Cat Stevens.
Play Peace Train tonight. I wish we were playing Peace Train right
liked
now.
You Peace Train.
I loved it. Yeah.
Oh, we got to get to Bill's
Thrill. Bill's Thrill.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry. That freaks me out.
We already played the open.
That was beautiful.
That so anyway, just kind of lock in. Turn the volume up.
Okay, hold on.
Lean in, lock in, volume up. I'll discuss. The quick title is this. Find Your Farming for cool parenting tips. Find Your Farming. Go ahead, Jake.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. I need somebody with arms strong enough to wrestle a calf and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. Somebody to call hogs, tame cantankerous machinery, come home hungry, have to wait lunch until his wife's done feeding visiting ladies, then tell the ladies to be sure and come back real soon and mean it. So God made a farmer. God said I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer. God had to have somebody willing to ride the ruts at double speed to get the hay in ahead of the rain clouds and yet stop in midfield and race to help when he sees the first smoke from a neighbor's place. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody strong enough to clear trees and heave bales, yet gentle enough to yean lambs and wean pigs and tend the pink-combed pullets, who will stop his mower for an hour to splint the broken leg of a meadowlark. It had to be somebody who'd plow deep and straight and not cut corners, somebody to seed, weed, feed, breed, and rake, and disc, and plow, and plant, and tie the fleece, and strain the milk, and replenish the self-feeder, and finish a hard week's work with a five-mile drive to church. Somebody who'd bail a family together with the soft, strong bonds of sharing, who would laugh and then sigh and then reply with smiling eyes when his son says that he wants to spend his life doing what dad does. So God made a farmer.
Oh, Jake. God.
Courtesy of ABC News Radio.
Jake, that's what we listen to every day. Just to start with that. It's one of the... Can you imagine that delivery? And obviously, he wrote it. Can you imagine writing something that epic? I mean, it was, you could listen to it 100 times. His it was absolutely, and then we listened to him. He was on twice a day. And when he came on, you were shushed. You were shushed. But my point of this to your kids is find your farming. Find your thing with the passion that you have. Because hours don't matter. Things doesn't happen. Farmers can't complain. Coach, how many times have I told you guys, coaches can't complain about their hours? You chose to do it. There's zero complaining about it. It's kind of like, Steve, I got to write on Sundays. Well, that was part of the deal when you started writing.
100%.
There was not a deal like that. I'd like to write, and I'd like to do that from noon to 2. And on
I need to be off at 5.
I need to be off at 5. Well, all the stuff you're covering in sports is after 5, right. Steve. That doesn't work for me.
No.
So find your farming.
Wow.
So you find that.
Find your farming.
Find your farming. Find your
Bill.
Passion. Find your because that's what – if you're – there's zero farmers. There's zero sports writers, coaches. You name what they do. There's zero of them that are just doing it like – I'm just – I don't know. I got – this is what I got told to do. If you're a farmer, you can't survive if that is all you're – it's like, I just do this because it's a job. No, there has to be way more to it. way more things that go into it. Same with there's 1,000 professions we could talk about in that type of scenario. But anyway,
well, that was remarkable. I will say this: Paul Harvey wasn't always that good. About as good as
it was always good. But that was like one of those times when that was one I could. Again, I go back to when songs are recorded. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine it's a Tuesday mm-hmm.
and that's on?
And all of a sudden, Paul Harvey came on with that.
Uh-huh. And I think I remember that.
Imagine hearing that live, the moment it happened.
Yeah, oh,
that,
God.
That would live be like, moment.
What did I just
Not the
hear?
Replay, the live
and
moment.
And I didn't research it, Jake, on when he did that. I don't know what year that was when that came out. I know this.
What year was
I'm that? Not a farmer. It grabbed me like...
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
And everything that he talked about, I did know everything.
1978.
Yeah, so we were.
What was that?
Better times. Now, we were 12.
He gave that at the
future. We weren't listening to it.
He gave it at the FFA convention, Future Farmers of America convention, 1978.
Oh, all the blue coats. Imagine all the blue corduroy coats sitting there, and Paul Harvey gets up and gives that one. You could hear a pin drop.
His commentaries were incredible. They weren't always that good, but they were good.
And he had to perform every day, Jake. He performed, twice a day for 5 days. That's a lot.
Do you understand? We were 10. Yeah, we were gripped by it.
I think he said 10. He had 70 years of radio, by the way. 70 years.
But what I was emphasizing is we were 10 and we listened to him.
Absolutely. You didn't know because, again, you got shushed when Paul Harvey came on. And guess what? You didn't have to get shushed.
No, I listened to him in my room.
You wanted to listen to him. It wasn't like, this is stupid. Put the radio back on, Dad.
No,
I want to hear what Paul Harvey has to say. And guess what? What he said was just, it was fact. I mean, it was like, there was no like, I don't know if Paul got that one right.
No. And he was straight down the line.
The middle. Yeah. There was never political issues.
Not really.
It wasn't sides chosen. Mm-mm. No.
It was better times. That was remarkable, by the way. That.
Anything that text?
We do have some response here. 464-5685. Youngster from Atkinson says, "No one did it better than Paul Harvey. This ex-farm kid salutes all the farmers and past farmers getting it done for America.
Salute.
Be safe in those fields." That's a youngster in Atkinson. Let's see. This Paul Harvey was really good all the time. That's from Bolivar. Dwayne says, "Stand by for news."
Stand by.
News. Jared in Ord says, "It gives me goosebumps when I hear it, and I have heard that before now. That hits hard every time."
That did.
Yeah. It was complete silence in the studio here. No one even looked up.
That was mesmerizing.
Between the three of us, no one looked up. You just locked in.
And Bill, you're right. That was extraordinary writing.
Go back and re-listen to it today. And it's easy to find on Google because you'll want to listen to it a couple times.
Sean in Omaha says, thanks for that, Bill. I remember listening to his monologue every morning before I got dropped off at school. Better times.
Better times.
Who was that?
That was Sean in Omaha, who you've met before.
Thank you.
God darn.
Cassie says, tough times in 78, high interest rates and many farm foreclosures as well.
Okay.
She's right.
Okay.
Spot on.
So that
there.
Adds,
it needs to be said.
That there adds was, to the impact.
There was. That was right in the hot zone. Right. Interest rates at time like that, they were ridiculous.
So that adds to the impact of that. Can you imagine the impact that had that then? I mean, it has an impact now.
Scooter and Roca says, that brings a tear to my eye. Thank you.
Oh Scooter, we've met
so
him.
God made a farmer.
Wow.
Thank
wow.
you.
Breakers.
The headline again, Bill.
Just real simple. Find your farming.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Diner Contracting. It's time to play the game show.
Sweet.
Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. You guys are 3-0 on the week. Today, this is Nebraska's first time playing at Maryland since 2019. A pretty good football season for Bill at LSU.
Yes, it was.
But today's topic is the 2019 college football season. Okay. Because that was Nebraska's last trip to Maryland. So this is all of college football.
Okay, should be interesting. This is right before everything went down.
It's right before COVID. Yeah, right before COVID.
Okay. COVID went down after the national championship game about maybe a month. We're preparing for spring ball. So it's like 2 months after the national championship
season before COVID.
Prior
That's
to.
Right. 2019 college football, 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill and Trivia. Already have clinched a winning week by Thursday.
I know. This is amazing.
3-0.
Thank you.
Trying to go undefeated.
We should be okay on this.
2019
we should have a chance.
College football. It's 6 years ago.
This was Frosty.
Second year?
Yep.
Someone's riding a scooter quickly down the street.
By.
Okay.
Frosty's second year.
We have David. David, how do you feel about 2019 college football today?
I don't know. Okay. I guess we'll find out.
David, thanks for calling in. How old are you?
42. 22?
22?
No,
40.
42?
42.
22 sounds good.
Okay. 42. You still got more days ahead of you than behind.
True for David. All right, David. First question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question as always. What Ohio State defensive end won the 2019 Bronco Nagurski Award as the nation's top defensive player?
I can see him.
It's for you, Dave.
Chase Young.
Got it.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Wouldn't have got it.
Chase Young is correct.
I can see him. Nice job, David.
Yes.
I was at the Ohio State game that year. I can still remember him just crushing off the edge.
That was a good player. 48-7 game here in Lincoln against Ohio State. Hey, game day here.
Would you have gotten Chase Young?
No, I was trying to think. I knew Bosa was close at that, so I don't know if I would have got. I knew the name, but I think I would have guessed that. So no.
0-0 time. 1-0 lead for David. You got it right. 1-0
David's
lead.
David's on a heater.
Okay, Sip, first question. What Wisconsin running back won the 2019 Doak Walker Award for nation's top running back?
Play for the Colts now. Bill.
What's that? Trying to blame that. I should get it with the last name. It counts, right?
Yeah.
Taylor.
Brilliant.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor is correct.
He was committed to Rutgers.
And he went to the Colts,
I don't think I knew that. He was a Rutgers commit?
He's a Rutgers commit. Absolutely he's a Rutgers commit.
Okay, now.
And then it was one of those two. It's like when we lost him. They lost him. I wasn't there for that. I was already at LSU. When they lost him, it was not a big deal. He's okay. No, he wasn't.
He's pretty damn good.
No, so he went to the Colts, right?
Yes. First round pick.
And he's killing it right now.
Yeah. He's back.
He's good.
He's playing well. 1-1 tie. Back to you, David, for the lead. What Oklahoma State running back joined Jonathan Taylor as consensus All-American running backs in 2019?
No idea.
The guy for the Panthers, Hubbard, Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba. Sorry, Chuba.
I wouldn't have got it.
Chuba.
Chuba Hubbard.
I wouldn't have got it.
Played for Okie State.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, this is problematic.
Bill's out of play here.
Bill's out of play.
Yeah. Now, this one bothers me because Sip has made it a point. He's upset that Nebraska's had no All-Americans since 2011. Minnesota, Sip, had a consensus All-American
safety
in 2019. A defensive back. Who was that
safety?
Safety.
Went to Tampa.
What's his name?
100% went to Tampa.
His dad played at Ohio State.
Yeah, and I won't get the name.
Bill can't help you.
I can see him. He's thick. He wasn't a rangy safety. He was more of a thick type of safety.
Still in the league.
Yes,
still in the league. Went to Tampa.
Does that help? If he said to Tampa, is that enough?
Nope. He a name. Two.
Tampa.
One.
McAllister.
Antoine Winfield Jr.
Wouldn't have got it.
Is the answer.
I'm sorry. I should have.
You described him well, though. You knew who he was.
I remember him vividly. I remember Chase Young vividly.
We turned him down at Ohio State because he was too small, and I loved him. I was like, I go, this guy's his high school film was
Winfield
was ridiculous. Yeah. Now a lot of people miss on
Antoine Winfield because he wasn't very big.
No,
for one thing.
David, congrats! Nice when you get back.
Wow, you broke a streak. Thank you.
All right, thanks guys.
Yeah,
have a good day.
That's a victory for David.
That hurts bad.
42 years old.
Let's see if Bill can get this on the dot because in regards to a player he coached. Tiebreaker, how many passing yards, Bill, did Joe Burrow have in 2019?
Well, you know that.
I really don't even know the number with that. I'm going to say it was 5,119.
Over under, 5,119.
Did you get 5,000? I'll go 4,913.
How about 5,671 yards, 60 touchdowns, 6 interceptions? It's just stupid numbers. It's insane. Well,
in the SEC.
That's video game. That's literal video game numbers that he put up in the SEC.
And also in non-conference, we had Texas.
What was the score of the Oklahoma game at halftime?
49-7.
49-7.
Yeah. I remember where I was for that. I was at a Denver Nuggets game, and people were texting me like, what's going on with the? I'm like, I don't have any idea.
It's 60 touchdown passes.
And 6 picks. It's 6 picks and 60 touchdowns.
Joe.
That's a
10-1 touchdown.
Not
in the power conference. A 1 year break off like that. That'll never happen again. Especially when you talk about SEC. Maybe in the Big 12, ACC. When you're playing, like I said, we our crossover was always Florida, and we had to play Georgia in the SEC championship game, which was nuts. So all those things.
I don't see it in a power conference.
No, I don't see it how that ever happened.
Hour 3 is next. Mike Schaefer, an early break in the ticket.